You're listening to SBS News.
Daniel Alejandro Aponte Pripchin has twice been the victim of identity theft. The first time saw $50,000 stolen from his home loan, which was recovered quickly. But Mr. Pripchin says the second sting was far more sophisticated. While on holiday in 2016, someone broke into his letterbox, stole his phone bill, and hacked into his mobile phone.
And then with that, they got into all my bank accounts, all my Facebook, all my social media, even my home loan, every possible link to everything. They even stole all my miles from 3 freaking flyer programs. So they stole absolutely everything that I had online.
In New South Wales, a multilingual campaign has been launched to help people protect their data. Attorney General Mark Speakman says it is aimed at vulnerable communities and people for whom English isn't their first language.
We're all vulnerable. 1 in 5 Australians have been or will be affected by identity theft or online fraud. It affects everyone, but in particular, those who have limited English, those who live in multi-unit apartments are particularly vulnerable to identity theft.
The federal government changed the privacy laws in February, making it mandatory for companies to report lost, stolen, or leaked information. Since that scheme came into effect, there have been 305 data breaches reported across the country. 59% of them were caused by hackers. Human error, such as emailing sensitive information to the wrong address, was next on the list at 36%. The health sector was the worst hit, accounting for 1 in 6 of the reported breaches. The finance sector followed with 1 in 11. The biggest incident involved an unnamed multinational company and affected more than 1 million Australians. But the Information Commissioner says most data breaches affected 100 or fewer individuals. Mark Speakman believes there are numerous ways to counteract data breaches, but it is a fraught process.
There's no magic wand. Governments have to make sure that our privacy codes are as rigorous as possible. Corporations, as good corporate citizens, have to make sure that their data security is as good as possible.
Daniel Alejandro Aponte Pripchin wants ordinary people to take some common sense precautions, including changing passwords regularly.
So you have to have a lock on your mailbox and not a flimsy lock, like a real lock. And be very aware when your phone goes quiet and call the company really quickly.
Omar Dibaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.